What's the 411? You're tuned into 411 Teen, a weekly program for teens and other interested folks. 411 Teen allows you to examine and discuss various issues and concerns that confront our daily lives. So we're going to tap into the pulse of today's youth here on 411 Teen to discuss the gun debate. Gun control is one of the most divisive issues in the U.S. today. The U.S. has more guns per capita than any other developed country and far more gun violence. In 2014, there were more than 33,000 firearm-related deaths in the United States. The question is whether gun control with stricter laws would help to lower the number. Joining me here at the roundtable, I welcome two of my favorites from Sale High School. I'm always glad to have you, Savannah Burris. She's a junior, and she's into cats and books and Tumblr.
Hi.
And Ayanna Brantley. Ayanna's a junior also, and she enjoys books, music, and fashion.
Hello.
Welcome to both of you. I'm always glad to have you. The debate continues. How to interpret the Second Amendment's guarantee of the right of people to bear and keep arms. And then today, as I said, we have more than 33 million firearms in private hands in the United States. And 30% of the American households report having a gun at home. Every day, 15 kids die in the United States from gunfire. Gunshots are now the leading cause of death of teenage boys in America. What's happening?
I think it's the mentality. You know, people, they carry guns because they either they don't feel safe or they think it'll make them feel safer or just in case. I think, you know, for some people, they are like, oh, well, I want to have this on me in case anything ever happens. I want to be able to do something about it. And I think when it comes to teens and kids, a lot of times, you know, when you're young, your brain's not matured. It's not fully grown up. So they don't realize the actual harm that it can do. And, you know, you realize it, but you don't actually realize mm-hmm. it until mm-hmm. something actually happens.
Mm-hmm. Ayanna, you're yeah. nodding your head. You
I
must be in agreement.
But what do you think? That kids don't get it, because I remember when I was younger, I'm still very into like comic books and mm-hmm. would watch a lot of the superhero shows, and you would see them get shot like over and over again and nothing would happen. It'd just be like blast,
right.
Oh no, it hurts,
right.
And then you don't realize like someone could actually get shot and it could kill them. When you're a kid, you think you could just like walk it off,
mm-hmm.
like it'll be fine, you may have to go to the doctor or something. And I think one of the biggest problems with gun control is with the news, you hear people, like, crazy things happening, like people getting kidnapped and killed and breaking and entering. And you want to protect yourself somehow. So people a lot of the time just resort to getting a gun. But in a lot of cases, getting a gun or having a gun won't really help the situation, which is how things go wrong.
Yeah, it can escalate the situation. I'm going to go ahead and say this. My mom has a gun. We have a gun in our house. Mm-hmm. It's a shotgun. I don't know how to use it. Point the thing. I don't know how to take it off safety. All I know is I can threaten somebody, you know, point it threateningly as I'm shaking. I don't know how to, you know, if I was to load it and, you know, I don't know. I also don't know how to not shoot the gun, which is a very important mm-hmm. part of having a gun, is being able to safely unload it if it is loaded, how to turn the safety back on. You know, I don't know how to at all use it.
Well, there are gun safety classes around. You might ask your mom, and you know, we're coming up in the summer. I mean, why not take that class? Because it'd certainly be to your benefit mm-hmm. to know at least how to operate it.
I mean,
you know,
I have had somebody walk me through mm-hmm. with it before, but it was really quick. This is what you do. You do this, 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 and this. And I'm like, what's step one again? Don't point it at my face? Okay, that's step one.
Well, many say, and I don't know, many say the problem is the gun owners, not the guns.
Yeah.
People mm-hmm. are doing the killing. And what do you say? I mean, because, you know, there's always the yin and the yang, but, you know, How do you respond to that?
I agree with that. A gun, it's a weapon, but it doesn't have a mind of its own. It can't choose to shoot anybody. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the person who pulls the trigger that makes the choice to shoot someone. And that's what I was saying before about the mentality behind it. It's that people are so willy-nilly to go and shoot, not thinking of the consequences of that, of, hey, I might actually kill somebody with this. I might actually harm someone, you know, not just it might brush by them and, you know, might hit them, graze them. They don't realize how what can happen.
Mm-hmm. I could see how someone could say that guns are the problem and how people are the problem, because A gun is a very powerful weapon that is made to kill. Whether you're killing an animal, its only purpose is to kill someone else. And someone having a gun, like, guns are in the media, like, all the time, like, in, right. in action things. Like, people get shot all the time and they just walk it off. But in real life, it doesn't really work like that. So people, like, do they just have a gun and don't realize, like, how serious the responsibility of a gun really is. People kill people. It's not the gun just doesn't automatically like float up in the air and shoot someone else.
Yeah, a gun by itself is not dangerous. It's the person behind it. I could kill somebody with the T-shirt I'm wearing by strangling them with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me share with you gun ownership, the percentage of people who own firearms by region. Now, in the West, 34%, okay? In the Midwest, 35%. In the Northeast, 27%. And in the South, 38%.
I'm surprised that wasn't higher for the South.
Yeah, I was waiting for the South.
I was waiting for it to be like all in the 30s, and then it's like 97% of people.
This is New York. New York Times up front, April 2015. That's when this came out. So that's what they were saying.
So that's fairly recent.
Yeah, fairly. I mean, within a year.
That's fairly recent.
That's fairly recent. So that's what they're saying. So what do you think? Why do you think we see in the United States so many incidents of gun violence? Because we really see a lot. More than any other. I think it's lack of education in one way or another.
You know, either lack of education about what actually happens when you fire that gun, or if it's school education where kids, you know, think that they pick up the gun and they join gangs thinking that's the only way out. Because, you know, in a lot of places, you can't get a good education, you can't get a good education, you can't go nowhere in life. And they turn to the gangs, which then it's violence and mostly gun violence.
Okay. And so it might be lack of education with gangs, but it also may be survival.
That's what I mean with they can't go anywhere. You know, you're in a bad situation. Most of the time, you can't get out of that. And especially with the school systems as they are, a lot of times if you're in a bad place, if you live in a bad place, where else are you going to turn to? Right. That's why we have – I think we have so much gun violence and gang violence is because kids have nowhere else to go. They go to these places being promised family and protection and
– And I think – well, let me ask, what do you – you have comments on that? Why do you think?
Yeah, I also think it's because it's written in the Constitution. We have the right to bear arms.
Yeah.
That's what I was
saying. And all the wars that we have. That it's
and people, like, they're always – sorry.
No, it's I interrupted you, so –
like, we in America, there are a lot of people that have the mentality, you know, what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours. I have the right to my gun. Okay. And because you have the gun there, you're willing to, like, grab the gun before you know anything's really happening. There have been instances where people end up shooting a family member because they hear someone up in their house and they just have the gun near. So
right.
it's like.
That's true. And there are instances of where they have the gun near and it's not properly stored.
Yeah.
And so you have young kids getting it, and they certainly don't realize the finality of using a gun and shooting someone. Because, you know, they look at television, somebody's shot or hit on the head, and there they are back.
And they miraculously come back in time for the next episode.
Yeah, for the next episode.
Yeah. It's another thing with our guns and all is that we have, America has such a history of war that mm-hmm. people take pride in, you know, mm-hmm. the guns and the war, and also hunting. That's a big thing is, so people, they might not have handguns or stuff, but they have different rifles uh-huh. and shotguns and stuff like that that are for hunting. But, you know, they, of course, have dual purposes. If you can use it to kill an animal, you can use it to kill a person.
And it could be hunting, but it could just be for sportsmen. I mean, that's another reason that they can have.
Yeah, people like shooting. Mm-hmm. They go and they like seeing their shooting scores.
Right.
My cousin Trevor, he was in the Army. He was a sniper.
Okay.
Well, now he participates in shooting competitions.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot that goes behind why people have guns.
Yeah, and it is an ongoing debate, and it does not seem like we're going to resolve it. At least, you know, it's every time you turn around, it's a debate about it. You know, it's something that's divisive. People are, you know, we need to have our rights to our guns. Others saying you don't need it. I don't know. Do you own a gun?
No. My mom is very against guns. Mm-hmm. My dad was in the military. So, like, he knows how to use a gun and everything, but we just, you know, we don't. Guns is not really a thing
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
our families ever, like, when we were young, my parents wouldn't even let us use water guns or toy guns. They thought guns were,
because
like,
that makes it toys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's another thing that I hadn't considered till now. Kids are, you give them toy guns to play with, and that's another thing that takes away from, you know, the finality of firing a gun is that, you know, even with BB guns, you get hit. Oh, wow, that might sting a little bit. You know,
right.
There's not an actual consequence. So they become toys, and then you pick it up when you're older and you don't realize what it can actually do.
Well, do you think when you talk about the toys, the key might go back to what you said earlier, Savannah, which is education? Because if the parents educate the kids about this is a toy versus this is the real thing, that might, you know, eliminate some of the confusion. I mean, I grew up, my father had a gun. Okay, we always had a gun in the house, right? But me and my brother have a certain respect for guns, okay? And I have to admit, my goodness, I must have about 8 of them, but they all have passed down, you know?
Yeah, they're family.
You're tuned in to 411 Team. We're going to take a break. If you're just tuning in, the program is 411 Teen, and this hour we are exploring the whole gun debate. What are the issues surrounding gun control here? And I'll give you what I'm looking at. One might be the whole regulation. What kind of firearms can be bought and what ones can be sold? Who can possess them? And that's what I mean by the issues. You know, what do mm-hmm. Where do you sit on that? How are they stored? We talked about that, but these are all various issues. Yes, ma'am, you want to go?
Yes. I think the problem is more with gun control in general. Like, everyone, like, is being harder, like, putting some sort of ban on guns. Not, like, completely banning them, but, mm-hmm. like, something to make it harder to get your hands on one. Because people say put people through, like, mental screens and, like, check their history and see if they had an aggressive history or aggressive past. But a lot of times it's the people who've never done anything wrong mm-hmm. ever. And what if it is someone who just likes shooting, like, for fun, but they don't, like, you know, go and kill people and they did have, like, a rough past.
Yeah.
And
what if they had the gun legitimately?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's another thing.
Yeah. That is another thing is that also, I think we run into the problem of the guns that, you know, are being banned and restricted and all are, like, heavy, like, military-grade guns and stuff, like AK-47s and, like, fully automatics and stuff like that. Those are the guns being banned when I'm sure most of the guns that are killing people are handguns. You know, people aren't killing each other with, you know, machine guns and stuff like that. I mean, obviously that has happened in our past for them to be banned, you know, with all these like mass shootings and all. They somehow – people managed to get their hands on these fully automatic guns, and then they just go on a killing spree where they just hold the trigger down and spray the bullets.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, there are a number of issues. One has to do with the seller's responsibility. Is it the seller's responsibility to check the background, check the buyer's background? And then you can get out of that if it's a hobby, okay? I mean, let's say I'm just a collector. You don't have to go through all of that,
yeah.
If I understand correctly. You don't have to go through checking all the backgrounds and stuff. So there are all kinds of loopholes. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the issue of, what is it, the ammunition, the magazine.
Yes,
we didn't even talk about that.
The ammunition. At Walmart, you can just go in and buy, like, as much shotgun ammunition as you want. I forget if they sell handgun ammunition or not, but I'm pretty sure they do. Mm-hmm. You have Army surplus stores in town that you can just go in there. You can buy almost every type of ammunition possible. Not to mention you can also buy other types of weapons there that are banned, like brass knuckles. You can buy them at an Army surplus store, but they label them as paperweights and they get away with them like that. But it's still brass knuckles.
And it's also like the example of how we talk about one of the issues is how the guns are stored or how they're carried. And that has to go back with what we were talking about earlier when little kids get them, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when a parent doesn't store it correctly, the kid gets it, they shoot their sibling or they shoot their parent.
Themselves
or whomever. Then should we charge the parent because they didn't store it correctly, and the parent is already going through
grief from whatever
because
have happened. Yeah.
It's like, you're damned if you do, and you know.
Damned if you don't. I think a big thing is people want to store the gun, especially if it's for protection. They want to store the gun somewhere that's going to – they can get to
easy
it easy.
Access, right.
You know, in their nightstand, in their underwear drawer, you know, something like that. You want to put it somewhere that you can get to it.
Well, that would make sense, though, wouldn't
it? Instead, you know, if you have to lock – if you lock it up in a safe or, you know, something like that, if there's somebody in your house trying to kill you – I personally would like to be able to just go run to a room, reach into a drawer, and be able to pull it out than have to sit there and get a combination right, where if you're nervous, you're more likely to get the combination wrong. And I can see where it's coming from. You know, you want to have guns locked up, but at the same time, you want to have access to them. Like, I think hunting guns and, you know, shotguns, stuff like that. I know a lot of people, they have gun cabinets that are locked. My great-grandmother, I don't think she even could handle firing one of the guns. She's so, like, frail.
Mm-hmm.
That I think if she tried to shoot one of her guns, she'd just be knocked on her butt.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
She has them locked up over her in a cabinet. I know my other grandparents have a bunch of – they have a bunch of BB guns, so they can just, you know, shoot someone with a BB gun first. And then they also have regular shotguns, but they have those locked up.
Well, if you shoot somebody with a shotgun, they ain't going to get up.
Well, I mean, no.
I meant to say
locked up.
Yeah,
but,
oh, okay.
But my Uncle Johnny, he's a sportsman, like hunter. You know, he hunts for sport, which I don't agree with that, but – we'll get to that a different time, maybe. But
do you have with? You can talk about.
I think the problem with that, if you're just hunting for the head, that's so wasteful.
Oh, okay.
You know, if you're hunting for something, you should be hunting for meat. If you're hunting for the meat, and if you're going to eat it, and you just keep the head with it, also, I think that's completely different.
Okay.
But anyways, I know he keeps his guns locked up.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like I have some friends who fish. and they really don't eat the fish. But they do give it away to people who do eat it.
And see, but that is, I think, as long as you're taking the meat and you're going to eat it and you're not just killing it, taking the head and leaving it or whatever, I think that's fine.
Okay.
But as long as the meat gets consumed, because if not, it's wasteful.
Comment?
Oh, I don't have a lot to contribute because I don't, like I said, my parents don't have guns. I don't, you guys are saying all these gun names. I have no idea what you're talking about. And when you guys are talking about ammunition, I was like, oh, that's a good point. Because, like, I've never even held a gun. I've seen them from a distance. When I see a gun, it makes me uncomfortable because I don't know much about them in general.
It
and also because it's a gun. Because I just don't know. At some point, I guess it would be a good thing to learn how to shoot. I'm not totally against gun, but I'm definitely not for them. Yeah, I feel like it would be better to ban them to be, like, totally all for them. Like, everyone should have a gun.
Mm-hmm. If everyone has a gun, it can work in other countries with everyone having a gun because it's a different – they're not Americans. Mm-hmm. Americans are hot-headed, trigger-happy.
Yeah.
It would not end up good.
Well, let me tell you what the stats are from that same reference with gun ownership by race. 19% are owned by Black, 20% are owned by Hispanic, 41% are owned by white, and then they have a little asterisk here, and they said there was not enough information to give you a report on Asian. When you look at it by community and gun ownership, 25% are in the urban, 36% are owned by people in suburban and rural, 51%.
That makes a lot of sense.
It does make sense. Mm-hmm. But on one hand, it's a little bit shocking because the way the media portrays it, it shows that in the badder areas, that's where you're going to get shot if you walk outside.
Right.
But it's more in the suburban areas where there'll be people who are like, you know, this land is mine, you know, stay on your side or else you could get shot.
And also in the more urban or in the more urban areas, you know,
you have
a lot of
rage.
People. Well, yeah, you have road rage. But I was going to say a lot of people more know the effects of guns because a lot of the killing is done in urban areas. And so at a certain point, I think once you get to a certain age, you know, at least one person that's been killed by a gun.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, the NRA argues that any restriction on gun ownership infringes upon the rights of law-abiding citizens. So what do you think? I mean, do you think, you know, we should have the right to have a gun or that gun control should be just that, the gun control, and you should control and monitor who owns a gun and who should own a gun?
I mean,
if you have mental illness, how do you define that?
Yeah.
What says, you know, what mental illness? If you're depressed, you aren't depressed forever.
Yeah.
Does that mean you can't have one?
And a depressed person's more likely to kill themselves than another person. But I think a lot of thing is with the mental illnesses, I can understand with people wanting, if they have a mental illness, wanting to get a gun because depending on what you have, you can be targeted for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people feel afraid of you.
Right.
And, you know, if they feel afraid of you, then you might feel afraid of them then.
Right. But does that justify? Go on.
I feel like gun control in general is a very tricky subject because I heard this one story like a few months ago where this one guy who was bipolar and he was off his medicine, he took a gun. He got a gun from like Walmart or something and he went to a church planning to shoot up the church. But the pastor saw him before anyone else did because everyone else's back returned. He came down, talked to the guy, and he was actually, you know, he ended up talking him out of it. But it was a bipolar guy who was off his meds. And, you know, that's not always the case. You can't
just take
it against everyone.
You can't classify everybody. It's the same, you know, just because if you take everybody that has this one illness, you're acting like every single one is going to be the same. And that's not how it works.
That's not the way. And what about confidentiality?
Yeah.
I mean,
you know,
everybody doesn't need to know what you have.
It'll be so easier for people to get in control of, like, information about you that you don't want out there.
But at the same time, I can't understand where they're coming from for wanting, you know, to know who has a gun. Because, you know, when you get a gun, it's registered. It's registered to you.
If
it has
you get
a serial.
Yeah,
if you get it, but if you legally get it, then it has a serial number. And if your gun is found connected to a homicide three states over, you know, it's gonna come back to you. So if these people are worried about, you know, law-abiding citizens having their gun being taken away, wouldn't they want the guns registered so that the ones that are not law-abiding citizens can have their guns taken away and so they're safer, maybe?
Well, as we think about it and we look at this gun control and the whole gun debate, you know, who should have one, how we handle ammunition, how it should be stored, do you think the real question is, or one of the real questions would be, access to guns? Because we kind of looked at the whole, you know, we've been around. Now, is it about access? Is that what the issue is?
Maybe. Like I said, I didn't grow up with guns. Don't know much about them. But when people who are really for guns and love their guns, whenever someone says we should just ban them all together or like make it harder for people to get them, they're just like, no, no. And I can't understand a person who really wants their guns. But they kill people. Like,
but
They don't have to. But
inappropriately. I mean, yeah, they're used illegally. But I sound like an NRA. My husband always tell me, but I don't know if we should ban all guns.
I don't think banning all guns
is the way to go. I feel like that would have a lot of black market people selling.
Yeah,
guns. Then that makes it.
You're still going to get. Yeah, let me just say this. I'll come to you, Sabir. You know, if we're talking about controlling gun access, it appears that if you want a gun, you can obtain one legally are illegally, and you can still wreak havoc.
Yeah. That's the problem I find with banning guns and, you know, putting restrictions is people who have guns illegally, it just makes it hard. You know, there's people who have them illegally. It makes it harder for people who just want a gun in their house so they feel safer. It makes it harder for people to get a gun. Mm-hmm. But when a saying I really don't like is that, you know, when people are like, they're going to take our guns away, it comes to like restrictions and stuff, it's nobody's coming and taking your guns away unless you do something bad with them. You know, if you just go hunting with your guns, nobody's taking your guns away.
I just can't imagine. That will not happen.
No.
I mean,
you're not going to go house to house collecting guns.
That would just make everything worse before. Like,
it's not real.
It would make everything really, really bad. It's like trying to ban alcohol. Everything, like, when alcohol
banning alcohol is
everything got worse.
Right.
It didn't do anything.
That's what made organized crime in our country. But I think, you know, something that they're trying to do now is making ammunition, you know, making sales of ammunition a little bit harder. And I think that would be a good thing because I feel like it would be good and bad, but good because, you know, then people, they won't waste their bullets. They'll think twice before it's like, okay, am I going to waste this?
You can make your bullets.
Yeah, you can make your bullets.
You can make bullets. I know a lot of people that make their own
bullets. But there's a lot of people that don't have the skills. They don't have the stuff to do it. But it can make you
really, if you're really into them, not to interrupt you, but if you're really into them, from what I understand, you come out better making your own bullets.
Well, yeah, I guess you could customize them. You can know if you learn about how to do it, you can know what you wanted to do. Mm-hmm. But anyways, I feel like with the ammunition, it will make somebody maybe think twice before firing that. Like, hey, like even, you know, if it's just you're messing around with the gun, shooting it up in the air and stuff, you can be like, hey, you know, it's hard to get these bullets. If I shoot them all, I'm not going to be able to replace them easy.
That's possible. Well, the 1968 federal gun control followed the assassination of Senator Robert F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King. The story of gun control has been one of notorious crimes and laws that have been passed in response. Congress passed an assault weapons ban and created a national system of background checks for gun buyers. Okay. Do you think that as a culture, the American culture is obsessed with guns and violence?
Yes.
Okay.
Very big time. Like our like what we were saying earlier, you know, it doesn't just stop at, you know, one person getting a gun. You know, it's entire families, you know, all having 8 guns of their own and all for hunting or supposedly. And it's like – it's all like I feel they're like all the same, you know. Mm-hmm. Like I know someone who has like 8 shotguns and it's like they're all shotguns. I can understand, you know, maybe having different types of guns, but like I said, I know –
have all 8 shotguns.
Yeah, but I mean, I can understand, you know, somebody having like a shotgun, a rifle, a handgun, you know.
I see what you're saying, a variety of
Yeah, I can understand that, but, you know.
Well, I guess.
Isn't a shotgun a shotgun?
I don't know enough to be able to say that, but
neither
do
I.
They're different. I think you can have different types of shotguns.
The only difference I can think of is, you know, the soft shotguns, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. just saw the barrel. That's mm-hmm. the only other type of shotgun I can think of. I mean, I know, yeah, you have your different brands mm-hmm. and, you know, your different this and that and the other.
Well, it's over barrel, under barrel, double something.
Yeah, yeah. This one's made by this person and this one's
right.
by
– I feel mean, like, and they get in – some people collect them.
I feel like some people treat guns, you know, how like the stereotypical woman treats – she is like, these are my Pradas uh-huh. and these are my Louis Vuittons. It's like
right.
this is my Winchester and this
right.
is my this
right.
and the other. You know, I feel like it's like that.
I don't know. I guess I feel like if one is taught how to handle the gun appropriately, then that would be a major concession.
Yeah, like if we had, like if you were to buy a gun, I think maybe like a mandatory class, you know,
mm-hmm.
not
yeah.
just on
yeah.
how do you shoot it, but on the effects of guns.
Hold your thoughts for 1 minute. You're tuned into 411 Teen. We're going to take a brief break, but we'll get right back at you. Tuned in to 411 Teen, a conversational forum for teens and other interested folks. We're examining various issues, and this issue today we're looking at is gun ownership. Do guns really make us safer? And that's the question. Do you feel that owning a gun makes you safer?
Not really.
I feel like it can maybe make someone think they're safer,
yeah. mm-hmm.
but you also, okay, I know people get guns for protections, and then, like I was saying earlier, they leave it in a – not like an open area, but they leave it somewhere that, like, they can access easy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that also makes it, like, if somebody's – let's say somebody is coming into your house with the intent of harming you in some way, or, you know, what if they're robbing your house and they just find that gun and you come and, you know, they might take that gun. And what if you come home during that? They might use that gun against you. So I like.
There's so many.
Of course, you know, you can.
Yeah, there's
where
so
the gun can go wrong than right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it used to be that, you know, your guns were for, you know, if somebody's invading your house, you know, guns for hunting
protection,
and stuff.
Protection.
You didn't just carry a gun around. And if you got in a fight with somebody, you shot the gun. It used to be, you know, shooting a gun in a fight made you a coward. You know,
oh,
you fight with your fists. You
right.
know, you
not anymore.
You do it like a real man.
I mean, you know, now people get mad on road rage. What was
mm-hmm.
that football
yeah.
player that
yeah.
just got blown away?
Mm-hmm.
Road rage. You're going to get mad and because somebody pulls in front of you or they don't
they
move
cut
fast
you off,
enough, they
or,
cut you off, and you're going to shoot them?
That's what I think.
I think people just
– people were taught, like, how to use your gun. Like,
yeah.
this is not a toy.
Right.
You need to know that if you're angry, don't reach for the gun. Don't look at the gun. When you're mad, it's not a good time
mm-hmm.
to even think about touching that gun or when you're in a fight or anything like that. It's just –
But what is it, as we keep talking about these guns, What is it about the United States? Because that's where you see this more than any
in the Constitution, right, to bear arms. So.
Okay, so you think that's what it is?
People are all for their constitutional rights. You know, anyone does something that another person doesn't like, and they'll be like, well, it's my constitutional right to do this or that or say whatever I want because I have the freedom of speech. People are so caught up with a document that was written so long ago that even the founding fathers were saying, yeah, this should be rewritten in like 50 years or so. You know, they recognized then that how they set it for that time would – times change. They recognized that, and so it should be rewritten. And I think that's
– Well, let me ask you this. Both of you are juniors. You know, you'll be senior next year. Mm-hmm. Would you consider applying to a school or going to a school that allowed guns on campus? Although people tell me every campus has guns. Okay, we know people
do. The security guards, stuff like that.
But would you consider going to Augusta? Would you go to Texas?
No, I would not go to a campus with an open carry. I would not.
Well, because I don't have a lot of experience with guns, I could see myself being like, okay, cross, put my cross on. You know, I'm going to hope nothing happens, but I'll go just because it's a really good school. I could see myself doing something like that, but I wouldn't, you know, want to go because, like, you know, I want to be able to carry a gun or it's going to make me feel more safe or anything. When I see someone with a gun, it just makes me distance myself from them. Like, I don't want to talk to them because I'm afraid, what if I piss them off? They have that gun on them. So
That's true.
I wouldn't be able – I have, you know, anxiety issues and all, and guns do make me anxious. Even though we have one in the house, I don't, like, get anxious thinking about it. It's not until I see it that I'm like – Okay, let me just go to my room. I'm going to stay away from that because I have like a fear that even with the safety on, I'll like my cat will like knock it to the ground and like fire it off or something. So for me, I don't think I could handle the stress of going somewhere with where my fellow students could be just carrying a gun around for whatever reason.
And they drop their bag and they don't.
Yeah,
have
if they if they drop their bag or you know if they're showing it off or something like that. You know, like how stupid kids will stupidly do. They'll be like, oh, yeah, this is my gun. Look, blah, 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 blah. You want to see my ammo or whatever? You know, I've heard so many stories about people thinking they've had the safety on and I've like jokingly pulled the trigger and killing somebody.
That's true. But that's them not knowing, you know, the ins and the outs about the gun itself, you know. Or, of course, they may know and just didn't even pay any attention.
I feel like gun education should be really, really pushed. I feel like that could be an answer to the big gun problem.
If we had,
or help, like, minimize.
If we had the education, it would be a big help. Because, like I said earlier, my mom and I, we have that shotgun. She only just learned how to use it a couple weeks ago when she went out with my brother's girlfriend. You know, where our families are meeting. It's looking hopeful, but they invited us out and to shoot guns and stuff. So I'm pretty sure that's when she finally learned how to actually use the gun.
But again, I pose this question to you. How do we keep guns out of the hands of criminals and the mentally ill? How do we do that? What do we do?
There's no real way to like, are you going to restrict everyone who had a history of like have bipolar at some point or had some kind of mental issue? Like, that wouldn't be fair to a lot of people because it's not the same case for every single person. Or are you going to restrict everyone who's ever been bullied? Because a lot of times it's cases of kids that were bullied growing up and then they go up and shoot a school.
Because they want revenge or whatever. Another thing is that I know felons aren't allowed to have guns. Well, you can be a felon without having a violent crime.
That's true.
You know, you can, you know,
you can write bad check.
Yeah. You know, you can, you know, identity theft or something like that. You can do that and then not be able to have a gun. So it's the whole situation is so complicated because there's so many factors in it and every question, it's like, okay, well, you have to give me an exact scenario type thing.
Right. You touched on this earlier, Ayanna, but what about the media? What influence does the media have as far as...
Big one.
It desensitizes
us, yeah, first of all.
Really does. Yes.
It desensitizes us, you know. Mm-hmm. Like we were saying, you know, you see on a TV show, somebody getting shot on, you know, the episode, and, you know, it's a life or death situation, and then you turn back in for the next episode, and it's like, oh, yeah, miraculous recovery. Let's go chase mm-hmm. after that bad guy, even though I was shot in the stomach, and most people don't live through that.
And I know this is an exaggeration because it's not every program, but it seems like if you want to find violence and guns, you can always find it on television.
Yeah, mm-hmm. definitely. I mean, guns can fit into almost any genre. Drama,
oh, yeah.
pull out
right.
a gun, action,
right.
pull out a gun. Yeah.
Romance,
right.
you pull out the gun to shoot the ex-lover, or, you know, mm-hmm. something like that. Or if I can't have you, nobody
Video.
Can.
Comedy,
I mean,
someone could shoot themselves in the foot in their foot as a joke. I've seen
yeah.
that on TV
I've
before.
Seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
You know, I think guns are such an easy thing to do in the media that it's like, okay, we need to add another factor. Let's add a gun.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's just people consider that so easy because they're right. You pull out a gun and you can easily make anything happen with that. You can make a show go any way you want. If you want it to be more suspenseful, pull out a gun and hold somebody at gunpoint.
But you all are the future. What do we do? I mean, you really are going to be confronted with this. You're going to be having kids, you know, at some point. I mean, how are you going to raise your children? What impact is this going to have on your life and how you navigate?
I was never raised with guns, never have held a gun, don't know much about them. If I end up living in a bad neighborhood, I could see myself considering to get a gun, mm-hmm. just, you know, so I can know how to use one and everything. But I'm a very clumsy person, so that makes me nervous because I don't want to accidentally shoot myself or anyone else. But in the future, I don't really know what I'm going to do about the big gun thing because I don't like guns in general. Like, they're meant to kill, and I don't hunt. I don't do any of that stuff. If I had a gun, my only thing I'd be doing is trying to protect
myself. What if your partner, your mate had? Would you date someone or marry someone that...
Depends on the kind of person they are. If they're
yeah.
the kind of people that are like, oh, I love my hunting and just love fooling around with guns and stuff, then probably not. But if it's someone who's like, yes, I have a gun, but I don't touch it. I barely ever use it, you know. I put it away where, you know, like I think so, and I probably want to learn how to shoot, but... Mm-hmm. Guns just make me uncomfortable in general, so that would just be a hard decision to make. I would definitely teach my kids, though. Like, I grew up with watching superhero stuff mm-hmm. and, like, seeing people get shot all the time. So I would definitely teach my kids, this is just TV. This does not happen in real life. Guns are serious.
What about the influence of just general violence in sports, for example, in America? You know, our most popular sport, football, is very violent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So do you think that has any impact, any influence on just our whole attitude about guns mm-hmm. and shooting and becoming desensitized?
I mean, I think it has an influence, but probably not in the way you're thinking. I'm thinking, like, you know, fans can get pretty hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's been, like, you know, not with just football, but, like, with any sport, there's been people riot, like, when their teams lose and stuff like that. They
That's true.
Burn – I'm thinking of one hockey game in particular where the – town's like team
very
yeah where Ugh. the team's like hometown like they lost their hometown or something
mm-hmm.
and people went on a rampage burning police cars and killing each other and like stealing and stuff like that. And so I think sports can have an impact on our like mindset with the violence and all, but not, I don't think, necessarily an impact on guns.
Well, I tell you, what just kind of startled me is I know it's an ongoing debate. People have a lot of different opinions. But when those babies were killed in Connecticut, I mean, and they were babies. They were 5 years. Sandy Hook.
Oh, okay.
You know, and I, you know, that just really was, had a real impression. And I thought that the whole nation would be moved by that.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't.
I think
they weren't. The NRA was like, hey, you know.
I think they were moved, but it was in different ways.
But they weren't
ways.
Moved enough to
the
do
people,
anything about it.
The people against guns were moved, and they start. I think, like, that's really, like, I first of all, I feel every few months when the gun debate starts calming down and all, something happens which brings it back. And with the NRA, they were more pushing for, okay, see, exactly this. This is why people need to have guns. This is why.
If the teachers had a gun.
If the whole argument was if somebody nearby had a gun, if the teacher had a gun, if the principal, if somebody had a gun, that wouldn't have, some would have been killed, but it wouldn't have been as bad. And not that that makes it any better. It still would have been kids killed, but maybe just not as many. But at the same time, people were arguing that if he didn't have access to the guns, which they weren't his guns, they were his mother's.
Well, how would you all feel if your teachers were packing?
I mean, the teachers at Sale, I would
they
like.
They joke around with that a lot.
Yeah, they do. We have one teacher, I remember last year, they were joking around, you know, when this came up, he does current events, and he would be always like, and you see, if I had a gun standing over in this corner, y'all would turn in your homework more, wouldn't you? Or you'd be afraid I'd come after you.
Yeah, I had, last year, my English teacher would joke around, like, when I'm talking about a test or saying you should study, I'd take the gun out, you know, just start polishing it, maybe point it a few times.
You know, but that's the thing is it become guns are joked about in our country. They become a joke and it can be funny. Mm-hmm. You know, like that situation, it's a humorous situation, but the whole topic itself isn't.
Yeah. I think one of the main reason why Sandy Hook happened is because, you know, we were talking about the statistics about the different people that have guns. We put so much focus on the people in the more urban communities, them having guns. We don't pay attention to other people that live in more suburban places having guns when in reality they're the people who are most likely to have guns. And one reason why I think Sandy Hook is like, you know, such a big deal because I feel like if it was a black guy who went up and shot everything, nobody would focus on his past. Like, oh, he was bullied and stuff.
Yeah.
It would kind of like people wouldn't. Yeah, or if it was a black school, people wouldn't definitely wouldn't care as much.
They would
but it's
think
a white
that,
school
yeah.
and a well, white kid, so and,
but
people,
they didn't care about those little white kids in Sandy Hook. Obviously, it didn't matter. I mean,
it
they didn't
did
make
matter
any
I
think major gun
it trended a lot, though.
I think that it does matter because, like she was saying, if this happened to a black school in an urban area, it would have been a deal, but just not as big of a deal. It would have been like, oh, they're in a bad neighborhood.
Exactly.
But I think because it was in a suburban area, it shocked people more. And I feel like people in suburban areas are more at risk because they aren't as alert and aware of the gun threat, I think. And I think people in more urban areas, they're more like – they're more on the lookout for that stuff though.
In this last minute or so, whose responsibility is it? And by that I mean – is it the state or is it the federal, okay? Most gun control exists at the state level. But where do you sit? What do you think?
I never thought of it
thought
like
of
that.
Thought of it in that way.
But, I mean, honestly, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, if the federal government was to do anything about it, it would be a big issue of states' rights. But when the state government does anything about it, you get, you know, places like Texas where gun, you know, people having guns is so big. You know, a lot of their schools
are. Or someplace like Montana and Wyoming.
Mm-hmm. But I know there's schools in Texas. I'm not talking about colleges. I'm talking about elementary schools, middle schools, high schools, mm-hmm. where the teachers carry guns. I watch Vice. I watch Vice a lot. I saw an episode where they specifically went to this one school where they trained kids, you know, to deal with gun threats. And not that that's a bad idea. Yeah. I think people should maybe have, you know, takedown training.
We are out of time. And I always want to say thank you to both of you. I always enjoy talking with you. I think your perspectives and your insights are really super to my listening audience. Tune in next week, same time, same place, to get the 411 on 411 Team. This edition of 411 Team was produced by Dr. Liz Hollyfield. Technical assistance, Ken Smith. Audio copies are available, and if you want to participate in 411 Team or have suggestions for discussion topics, call 1-800-829-8809, extension 358. If you would like to subscribe to 411 Team podcast, log in wfsu.org. Check us out on Facebook.